Even though our material needs are more readily recognized and are often given the major share of our attention, they are not as basic as our spiritual needs. This is strikingly illustrated in the case of the paralytic whose friends brought him to Jesus, letting the man down through the roof on his bed mat when the doorway was blocked by the crowd. No doubt the man's physical condition prompted the action of his friends, and that was surely the first thing the crowd noticed as well. But Jesus' first words to the man were not, "Take up your bed and walk," but, "Take heart, your sins are forgiven you." Only afterwards, in a demonstration of his authority to forgive sins, did Jesus heal the man in his body. There may be times in our lives when we will be driven to God by some urgent physical need, only to discover that God withholds his answer to that request until we see our greater spiritual needs that he alone can handle. Prayer should, after all, first of all, be a place for earnest searching of heart, humble confession of sin, and grateful trust in Jesus' blood-bought forgiveness.